It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. It's TJ here on your Thursday morning and joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care again. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Kind of following up on our conversation from last week talking about caregiver burnout. And this is good to have some tips if you're somebody out there that is a caregiver for a loved one or somebody, or maybe you're going to be stepping into that role here pretty soon. Maybe even some proactive learning would be a great way to go. Some tips to avoid that burnout. And we're not talking about anybody else but yourself, because yes, it's great you're giving care to somebody, but you have to take care of yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we talked about this last week too, that it really can be rewarding caring for a loved one, but it can also be stressful. And so, you know, I look at this information from AARP and I get these articles and I think they're all very interesting. But this one talks about how over half of caregivers say they're somewhat stressed, and then even a third of caregivers say they are highly stressed. So there's just some really good tips here to help stay out of that highly stressed category as a caregiver. And this one I thought was really interesting, reminding yourself that your work has value. You know, what you're doing really is worthwhile. But the AARP Public Policy Institute report gives some interesting numbers. So it says that 40 million family caregivers provided 37 billion hours of care for parents, spouses, and partners, and other adult loved ones. And that's worth an estimated $470 billion.
Jeez.
Yeah. And, you know, they compared it to Walmart and what they made back in 2017, which was $485.9 billion.
Right.
So that's really you know, putting it into perspective. Finding ways to mass communicate is the second thing. So, you know, if you're taking care of your dad and he has surgery, communicating to so many different people can be really challenging and tiring. So set up a site like Caring Bridge,
okay,
or send out a mass email or do something like that to kind of ease up a little bit of time for you. The next one is joining a support group. And this one can be a little bit tricky if you feel like, yeah, that would be great, but how do I get away to go to a support group? We hear that all the time. There are different online support groups or chat groups that people can use too, if they feel like they just don't have a chance to get away. Getting organized and really prioritizing your to-do list and your calendars is a good way to do that. And there's a lot of tools you can use. Nurturing positive relationships in your life. This one I thought was good too, but really taking time to visit with friends and family that are closest to you and knowing those people that are going to be good listeners and good support rather than kind of the negative people that bring you down.
Sure.
And we all know some of them.
Yep.
And then giving yourself a break. We talk about respite a lot on the radio, but it is so important. Everybody needs a break, even if it's just a few hours. If you're calling a friend to help out, if you're calling home care to help out, that can make a really big difference for you. And then not forgetting to take care of your own health, you know, because you see that all the time too. So try to get some sleep, make that a priority if you can. Maybe you need somebody to come in the evenings so you can rest. Get a decent meal, get some water, see your doctor when you're supposed to or on occasion.
Yeah.
And even communicating with your doctor, hey, I'm a caregiver. Here are some of my worries. Here's some of the things I'm seeing. Those are all just so important.
That's a good article that you mentioned from AARP. Is that something that you have a link to on your Facebook page or your website or anything like that if we want to read the complete article?
It is. Actually, yep. We linked to that last week from social media. It was connected to that article that we talked about creating your own respite care plan. Okay. And so, yes, there's a lot more detail. We just did the highlights, but just some really good information out there.
Where do we find you? I'm Freedom Home Care on Facebook then, I assume is what we search. And then what's your web address or your number if we want to give you a call?
Yep. So our website is freedomhomecarellc.com. Our phone number is 507-387-4663. Or 387-HOME.
All right, Christine Nessler today with some good tips to avoid caregiver burnout from Freedom Home Care on Minnesota 93. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.